Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Hey, thank you, Jen. And this week we feature Mitchell Bailey from Nova Scotia, an up-and-coming hip-hop artist, a rapper, who has a mass appeal kind of a sound, very smooth, a fair bit of R&B making its way in there. So something here for everybody as we get set to play some of his best work from 2020 so far. And wait till you hear what he used to do in a Wendy's parking lot for $5. All that coming up. So let's get this party started. All in from Mitchell Bailey on Atlantic Access.
Ooh, go put your all in. Ooh, life is a moment. Ooh, live like you own it. So you know that you can be free.
I'm wide-eyed as I was at 16. I'm still mature as I was at 19. I'm still up and down as I was at 21. I rediscover passion where I actually give a fuck. Had some vices that pop up only when I'm drunk. Take liquor away, then my kryptonite's really done. What I have control over is how hard I work. I know I'll get my flowers, I just don't control when they come. You're doing something right if your cheers mixed with hate. Don't like the taste and people don't have shit on their plate. My time's coming, I work to replace times I wake and speed it up. Universe work in mysterious ways. Best to come out of the place that I was placed. Thought I'd go distance when I was fresh out the gates. Read stories of those I know take their life away. It really hurts me, but I got this gift, so this is what I say.
Beautiful stars, beautiful dreams, beautiful angels, beautiful scenes. All in the sound, music is peace. It's like an ocean, the blues always heals, yeah, yeah. This my redemption, so yeah, I thought I'd let you know. Ooh, go put your all in. Ooh, life is a moment. Ooh, live like you own it. So you know that you can be free. All in. Ooh, life is a moment. Ooh, live like you own it. So you know that you know that you can be free.
Y'all don't know what I go through on a daily. Don't know what you go through either. We are equal, not crazy. We are people fighting evil self-doubt and opinions from people who never believed in themselves. They are sheep too. They reach out but don't reach you. They can't touch the glow of approach to this. This ain't even a motion pick. It's the prequel. Providing as much context in my content to paint a vivid picture right before the world catch on quick. Can't do punchline raps anymore. It's hard to treat it like a sport when you speak it from the soul. So grateful for where I am and where I'm about to go. Go to sleep comfortable knowing I'll wake up and grow. We can accomplish anything if we make it every day. Shit grinding, this is it to me. Trust the process, they always tell me the journey the best part. So technically I'm living in a dream.
Cause I know I don't want to, I won't run. This is all I got, so I won't stop. Music is my gift, ain't no refunds. Nobody stopping me making this dream my own. Cause I'ma be a king in my own world. Reaching all my dreams in the long run. Cause I put all my heart in this mission. Nobody stopping me making this dream my own. Don't put your all in. Ooh, life is a moment. Ooh, live like you own it. So you know that you can be free. All in. Ooh, life is a moment. Ooh, live like you own it. So you know that you can be free. Ooh, go put your all in. Ooh, life is a moment. Ooh, live like you own it. So you know that you can be free. Ooh, go put your all in. Ooh, life is a moment. Ooh, live like you own it. So you know that you can be free.
Snow on the damn trees. Show my voice to palm trees in Miami. show love to everyone that show love. Got me feeling like it's just a phase. Think I'm missing out on day to day. Somebody tell me why I feel this way. Gone for a minute, hit the road, flights tripping. All the birds supposed to leave the nest, never come back and visit. Lately I just been thinking, looked at some pictures and missed it. So I pack my bags, hit the road, tell everyone I'm coming home.
On Atlantic Access, Mitchell Bailey. We just heard Home and All In back to back. And, well, we have Mr. Bailey on the phone here right now. How you doing, Mitch?
Hey, man. Thank you for having me.
And thanks a lot for these great tunes that you've been putting together.
Thank you so much for having me on and playing them.
So what is it about this that you do that captured in a way that you just want to keep on doing it?
I started writing when I was 14, writing lyrics and whatnot. I always was a big fan of music in general. Wrote for about a year because I wanted to make sure, because I was already such a fan of the genre, I wanted to make sure when I started releasing stuff that, it was listenable and it was able for it to be consumed by the, average listener and they could enjoy it. So I really worked on honing my craft from like ninth grade to like spring, 10th grade. And then I went to Long McQuaid and bought like the, $100 USB mic. And I took it to my friend's basement. I got because I thought we were going to start a rap group. I was like, I don't want to just get into this myself, and I ended up releasing music on my own. And the reception was generally positive. But at that point, it didn't really matter because as soon as I put out my first song, I knew that this was my calling in a sense. I've always been a fan of expressing myself. And when I put out my first song, I found somebody who I went to school with who had a recording set up at his house. Very talented guy named Matthew Nicholson. So summer of 2013, we recorded my first, we called it a mixtape or, CD or whatever, and put it on a couple sites, go burn CDs and then sell them for $5 and stuff to Wendy's parking lot and wherever I'd run into somebody that might know me, like, oh, hey, man, like, let me get one of those. And that was the greatest feeling ever. And at that point, I was like, oh, my God, like, this is never stopping. Like, we're only going to keep, growing and doing this. So,
and the growth has been rather exponential. So how do you decide which songs take that priority?
And that is a major dilemma for me as well, because I'm somebody that thinks like after writing something, I'm like, oh, this is the best song I've ever wrote. Like, this is it. This is the best one. It has to come out. So I'm kind of like someone that needs the process of finishing the song to happen. If the process of finishing that song might become a little tedious and I end up writing, recording something else that finishes itself quicker, then I'm like, oh, that one comes out. And then maybe some of those other great songs kind of get put on the back burner. But I have put out a full album that's on Spotify, all the different platforms, back in 2017. Got nominated for an ECMA, which was pretty cool. But now I'm releasing a handful of singles and whatnot. And obviously the new COVID-19 song is a single, and same with All In and Home. But I have been working on an album that I'm expecting to release, like a big full-length album with like double-digit amounts of songs on it. There is definitely going to be other singles along the way leading up to that album.
You mentioned COVID-19 is getting a lot of attention, and rightly so. You're teamed up with a very special guest on that one. How did that come about?
Yeah, the last live show that I did, when the world was a little bit more normal, back in March, and it was opening for Jordan in Sydney, we briefly discussed doing a collaboration. He seemed to be open to the idea, and I thought this was a unique opportunity to have him on a song, but it has some substance and a message behind it, and it can impact people in various ways.
The new single from Mitchell Bailey featuring Jordan, this is COVID-19 on Atlantic Access.
Since I was a kid, I've been trying to get it in.
I want the money.
That's Mitchell Bailey on Atlantic Access and one of his more recent tracks. It's called Money, and everybody loves the sound of money. Mitchell, we were talking about collaborations, and there's one in particular that keeps coming up. Sean Lewis and you have really struck up a bit of a partnership there, eh?
Yeah, well, I've known Sean since 2014. I've been recording with him since I was in 11th grade, and he always has been producing music as well, so it kind of goes hand in hand. He's produced tracks on my previous projects and my singles, and he's a great friend too, and he's a part of our whole team, Young Superstars.
How important is it to have someone like that who seems to be like a real kindred spirit musically with you?
Like, having somebody like him in my corner is, I think it's great to have someone you can organically build a song with. So it's like I come there and I already have the lyrics prepared. So I'll present like the lyrics and the delivery and the, you know, certain melodies that me and him might toss back and forth and experiment with. But like we can lay the foundation and then we kind of build from there. I mean, Sean's a really talented guy. Like, he plays multiple instruments, very talented guitar player. He's been in various different bands and he can produce lots of different genres. So. Yeah, I'm very grateful to work with somebody like that.
We have a bonus track that we feature at the end of each show, so we're going to spin one of his that you are actually a contributor on. So it's like you guys are kind of, you know, he's scratching your back, but you're scratching his.
There's a lot of back scratching going on here.
So you were talking about that next project that you're hoping to accomplish soon is to put out one complete album. Do you have a timeline in mind for that? Or
definitely the summer, the songs that are on this album. Very, very confident that this is easily my best work ever. I'm excited to share the full-length project, and without a doubt, definitely July, like August, 100%, if not.
So thanks for your time today, Mitchell Bailey. It's been a real treat chatting with you and getting to know you a little bit. We're going to play just a couple more tunes. Whole Life coming up. Tell us the story behind the song Whole Life.
Wow, that's cool, man. Like, I like the selection of songs you're playing. I think that Whole Life is actually an underrated song, because back in February, I just releasing singles here and there, just like warming up, like let people know, like, this year I'm going to be releasing my best stuff and it's going to be like a game changing year. So like at the beginning of January, I spent like a week and a half and I wrote like so many songs. Whole Life was one of them. And it's a song that it's kind of, I feel like I kind of lay out my blueprint a little bit in that song. Like my, I drop a lot of relevant entrepreneurial gems. Really am proud of some of the lyrics that I included in this song. I recommend people to listen to it. I think that's an underrated song, so I'm happy you're playing.
Yeah, well, we're going to blast it out there right now. Mitchell Bailey, thanks a lot again for your time, and peace be the journey. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure.
Much love, my friend. Yes, we will talk again, and we will meet in person, physically, once all this comes to an end.
I'll look forward to that day. This is Whole Life, Mitchell Bailey, now on Atlantic Access.
Riding with my dolls in the nighttime, way up in the sky, watch the sunrise. So much time when you got your whole life. So much time when I got my whole life. Riding with my girl in the night sky. Way up in the sky, see the sunlight. So much time when you got your whole life. So much time and I got my whole life.
Not about the when, it's the what. I don't tie myself. If I ever get discouraged, then I just remind myself. I'm motivation for people that couldn't find themselves. I have a bigger purpose. I pray they acknowledge all my help. Don't do it for accolades, I do it for personal growth. Lead by example, cause I was taught as an early adult. My raps live forever if they don't hit the charts. Regardless, I will pop up for my impact alone. Bro, whoa, they know me everywhere that I go. And I'm the case if someone don't, bet by the summer they'll know. After this amount of content I just put up in their faces, it'd be hard for them to name someone else that is as dope. A label signing me ain't the same as growing an enterprise to me. Results might surprise you too, but this is no surprise to me. Ever since I started out, I knew I was capable of it. They never saw it coming, now I know they hate to love it.
Riding with my dolls in the nighttime, way up in the
watch the sunrise. So much time when you got your whole life. So much time when I got my whole life. Riding with my girl in the night sky. Way up in the sky, see the sunlight. So much time when you got your whole life. So much time and I got my whole life.
Relax is for the billionaires, parties for the rich. When you make adjustments, you will see the difference. Judge my past approaches and my motives and my sense. If you try something and it don't work, you learn and then you switch. Everything is subjective, what works for you might not work for him. I'm manufacturing gems and I'm packaging them as hits. Some suggested for my brand not to be the person I am. My brand is how I feel at that moment for as long as I exist. Owning who you are is more benefits than getting it rented. It's 2020, the people can see what isn't authentic. Don't resonate with writers to replace someone who's venting. Looks cool from the outside but rarely has any longevity. I'm just saying, machine don't beat the person when consumers connect with the person. Of course I thought about selling out and making some bullshit music, but I couldn't be drawn to it. Deep down I knew I'd go further if I kept talking with a purpose. What's up?
Riding with my dolls in the nighttime. Way up in the sky, watch the sunrise. So much time when you got your whole life. So much time when I got my whole life. Riding with my girl in the night sky. Way up in the sky, see the sunlight. So much time when you got your whole life. So much time and I got my whole life.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that bullshit. I ain't got time for having a foot out with the other foot in. Ain't got time if you only coming through for that good shit. Ain't got time waiting on somebody to slide through inside me. Somebody to find me. Somebody to bring out a fire that exists inside me. Somebody to do all the things that's being done by me. You get flipped up by me. Do not try to die me, cause I ain't got time for that bullshit. I ain't got time for having a foot out with the other foot in. Ain't got time if you only coming through for that good shit. Ain't got time waiting on somebody to slide through inside me. Somebody to find me. Somebody to bring out a fire that exists inside me. Somebody to do all the things that's being done by me. You get flipped up by me. Do not try to dime me, cause this is motivation for those who need a little extra. I'm trying to change the perspective of those who claim they need investors or funding for their projects if they can't execute it. I'd rather build capital than take a handout, that's my blueprint. Rather not cater to demographics who won't like my music. I speak my truth and who resonates will gravitate to it. Rather be doing too much than spend not enough time doing. You say you scheming on the low, but I keep posting every movement, a meeting, a DM just to justify the bullshit. Bet, that's what they reply when I tell them I'm who they should bet. All they catch up on, rappers got tons of captions saying it's about to be the year. I check they Spotify, they still yet to have a single song inside of the catalog. What's the count of day change? Really gonna change, homie. Babylon, seriously, never been more clear to me. But working consistently, you'll get something up quickly. I ain't got time for that bullshit. I ain't got time for that.
Do not try.
I'ma get it if I want one. Bangers in the loft, representing where I come from. Nowadays, that's where the cause. I'm not hearing what you put out. Way too busy on my craft. This is 10 years in the making. Let my actions do the talk with my dogs, ride around the city with a top off. Ay. I don't pity who don't wear the ass off. Ay. This is who I am, take the mask off. Ay. 0 to 100 in a fast car. Let me piece the structure all together like a puzzle. Kinda live the life you wanna live without struggle. Manifest your dreams, doesn't work unless you hustle. And I promise if you stick to it, the money started double. Fame is painted different when you watch it from afar. First they love you, then they hate you, then they quoting all your bars. I don't listen close enough, I'd rather finish what I start. I don't have a moment, leave a message when you call. Yeah, I ain't got time for that bullshit. I ain't got time for having a foot out with the other foot in. Ain't got time if you only coming through for that good shit. Ain't got time waiting on somebody to slide through inside me. Somebody to find me. Somebody to bring out a fire that exists inside me. Somebody to do all the things that's being done by me. You get flipped up by me. Do not try to dumb me, cause I ain't got time for that bullshit. Having a foot out with the other foot in. Ain't got time if you only coming through for that good shit. Ain't got time waiting on somebody to slide through inside me. Somebody to find me. Somebody to bring out a fire that exists inside me. Somebody to do all the things that's being done by me. You get flipped up by me. Do not try to dumb me, cause
Mitchell Bailey. Mitchell Bailey, Ain't Got Time on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. I'm Terry. Thanks again for hanging out with me today. We heard Mitchell there talk quite a bit about one of his collaborators, Sean Lewis, who he's known pretty much since high school and how they've worked together on many of the projects we just heard. But it turns out Sean is a pretty incredible talent on his own. For our bonus track this week, we're going to see the roles flip. One of his hot tracks featuring Mitchell Bailey. This is Get Out on Atlantic Access. Maybe you should just go.
From dedication, you were golfing on vacation. No, I made it when I made reservations, not for me, but the four of us. Graduated, went straight to the league. You think I went season back to back with all these rings? Now they acting foul, I call them out like referees. They thought it was all make believe till I made them all believe. Big business, make moves, ayy. Take one, take two, ayy. Talk bell, practice, licking traffic on track when I train too, yeah. Crisscross lakes through, making Fetty rain too. Make legends, I break records, break hearts, and I break rules. Getting checks like how you get checked to the board. Thought I brought a lawyer with me, how I show up on the court. I don't treat this as my job or my hobby or a sport. It's a lifestyle for sure. Maybe you should just go. Get out.
Show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.